AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty near Washington in a Justice Department case accusing him of lying to Congress 5 years ago. It's part of the Justice Department's efforts to target adversaries of President Trump. Comey oversaw an investigation into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Lawyers for the former FBI director say they plan to argue the prosecution is politically motivated and should be dismissed. On government shutdown day number 8, with no end in sight, House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the Democrats who are to blame.
We just need a stopgap measure to give us a little more time to get the job of Congress done. They refuse to do it because they're playing politics, and real Americans are paying the price for it.
Democrats want to extend health care tax credits. Maryland Democrat Angela Alsobrooks points out which party has the majority.
The greatest Jedi mind trick that I have been watching is for the Republicans to say the ones who control the White House, the Senate of the United States, and the U.S. House of Representatives now say that the party that is not in the majority is the one that shut down the government.
Three scientists won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their development of new molecular structures that can trap vast quantities of gas inside, laying the groundwork to potentially suck greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere. Heiner Link, the chairman of the committee that made the award, compared the structures called metal organic frameworks to a seemingly bottomless, magical handbag.
A small amount of such material can be almost like Hermione's handbag in Harry Potter. It can store huge amounts of gas in a tiny volume.
The containers are able to hold surprisingly large quantities. Authorities have made an arrest in connection with the deadly wildfires in January in Pacific Palisades, California. Police in Britain say the Manchester synagogue attacker claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group. Two people were killed. The attacker later died. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker has results from a primary in Tennessee.
In Nashville, Tennessee, Republican Matt Van Epps, who was endorsed by President Trump, and Democrat Afton Bain won their very crowded primary races Tuesday and will face off in a special election to replace GOP Congressman Mark Green, who left office this summer. Van Epps, a former commissioner in Governor Bill Lee's administration, pledged to work with Trump on issues ranging from illegal immigration enforcement to providing care for veterans. Bain, a Democratic state rep, said at her victory party, Democrats in the Deep South aren't done yet. The December 2nd general election could gauge the popularity of Trump's aggressive second-term agenda. The seat is one of three districts GOP lawmakers drew as safely red in 2022 by dividing left-leaning Nashville. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.